The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
And hello, welcome to the program on this Wednesday. We are delighted that you've decided to hop on board, and we hope you'll stick around. We're here until 7 o'clock Eastern time, and we have a lot to do. Remember the LSU Tigers? They are the defending champions. They are the defending champions, and how are they going to do this year without Joe Burrow? That's how we begin the program. No Burrow, no problem. A lot of folks have gone, but you know what? Ed Ogeron doesn't seem to mind. He's ready to roll.
So first of all, Q, we learned a lot from those guys, man. Those guys were champs, and hopefully the younger guys, of which I know they did, especially Miles Brennan, sat in the wings, watched Joe lead this team, watched Joe come to work every day, and Miles has picked up as far as the leadership that Joe has brought. Miles has brought that to our football team.
Meanwhile, in Missouri, there have been some concerns about the eligibility or the likability of players because of COVID, but Eli Drinkwitz has shed some light on that, but nothing on the starting quarterback. He has a couple of choices. Will it matter, though, against the heavily favored Crimson Tide? That seems to be the question. Speaking of COVID and opt-outs, more players gone for Derek Mason. He has been hit hard, and it couldn't come at a worse time. Six more gone as Vandy gets ready for its opener against Texas A&M. Meanwhile, in Gainesville, a very historic promotion, Brian Johnson named the first black offensive coordinator. Good place to be the offense coordinator, to work under one of the best of all time, and that, of course, Dan Mullen. Meanwhile, didn't see this one coming. Javarius Selman, cornerback from Mississippi State, says, you know what? I want to play for primetime. He's going to Jackson State. Deion Sanders making a lot of news in the state capitol. Anyway, we have a lot to do today, and we really appreciate all of you joining us. Who's going to join us this afternoon? We start with one of our favorites, Sam Pittman, head coach, University of Arkansas. And Danny Sheridan returns to the program, and he'll take your phone calls. Ramon Foster from 104.5 in Nashville, talking about some of the issues there. Justin Ferguson covers Auburn. And Reggie Chapman, way down in Baton Rouge. So that's how we set up today. Let's get some phone calls going here, as we always like to try to do that unless there is breaking news. And Pat starts us off in Georgia. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Paul. Thanks. I've been thinking about Notre Dame's situation, and they're not going to be able to play this Saturday. And you and I both have think of Notre Dame very highly, and at least for this Saturday, COVID's gotten the best of them and they can't play, and I'm truly sorry about that. I'm looking forward to watching all seven SEC games this weekend, but our season each week, I mean, we're starting, okay, but the second Saturday, the third Saturday, those are all gifts depending upon protocols, operator errors, what COVID can do when it's given an opportunity. We're going to have a Swiss cheese season this year. Hopefully it won't be canceled, but who knows how they're going to determine the national champion. What are your thoughts about the week to week, and each week being a gift and not guaranteed?
Well, Pat, I look at the fact that we're having a season as a gift in and of itself, because 8 weeks ago it didn't look very good, as you know, as somebody who communicates with us here quite often. And so I'm not going to really get hung up on whether we get to the end, whether we do this, whether we do that. Already, I mean, Houston has had four different season openers canceled or postponed. It looks like we're going to get the SEC slate started, and I think that's important. And, you know, we talked about this with Commissioner Sankey the other day, and you know, he has been universally praised because of having patience, and other leagues did not have patience, and now they're trying to figure out a way back when they probably should have never left. So the SEC gets off Saturday. I think everybody will take a deep breath when that noon kickoff comes in a couple of games. And I am as someone who dealt with this like you did and like we all did every single hour of every day from March until a couple of weeks ago, I think we just ought to see where it goes.
Well, and I agree with you, and I can hear you saying, well, I heard you say the season itself is a gift. It's not guaranteed. And I heard Sankey, I think he was on last Thursday around
right.
6.
Mm-hmm.
He did a very good job, and we're very lucky to have him as the commissioner. There was an interview I heard yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour that I thought was pretty good, but I can't remember the gentleman's name. I was out walking this morning, but anyway, we're starting.
Yeah, and I really think, Pat, I have no illusions about anything right now. I mean, we're seeing everyday issues. I mean, Notre Dame can't play a game. That's pretty important. Others could. I mean, I think there's been 25 postponement or cancellations, and there will be more. But I like where the SEC is, and you know, you're seeing. I would tell you if I went into a war room with you, I would point to a couple of schools as problems, but. And they're pretty self-explanatory, but you know, right now we have some really interesting games on Saturday, a couple of games that, quite frankly, won't be that interesting. But that doesn't matter. We're getting it going, and I think that's really the most important thing. I-Man is up next. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. You know, you were talking about the gift of the season and that kind of thing, and I agree with you totally. Let's just enjoy what we got, and when it's over, it's over. How many coaches you think there will be coaches that kind of fudge those tests, ignore the test or whatever, because of the competitiveness, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think this contact tracing is somewhat of an equalizer. Does that mean you're not going to see some things happening? Of course you are.
All right.
But I think they've got – I mean, I hope they do. I mean, if you know, I don't mean to say this, you know, anyway, other than straight to you. I mean, if somebody wants to play around with someone else's health, then all the power to them. Let them do whatever they want. It will catch up to them in the end.
Yeah.
And if somebody does, by the way, and if somebody, if we found out that a coach has done that, I don't care who it is.
Mercy.
He should be fired immediately.
Yeah, and probably will be. You know, last Saturday, Paul, my grandson had his first ever game and went out there and, you know, he's 12 years old, and, of course, they won. And I told him, I said, trust your gear. You know, little kids like that, they don't really trust their pads and their helmets and, you know, and all those kind of things. I said, just go out there and trust your gear and get scrappy. I said, if you don't trust your gear, you'll probably get hurt, and I don't want you to grow up to be a 75-year-old disgruntled old man. And you have a good day, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a break. A lot to do here on the program. I mentioned Danny Sheridan next hour, Sam Pittman coming up here in a few minutes, and more of your phone calls.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We welcome you back, and Jerry is up next in Houston. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Hi, Paul. This is Jerry from Houston. I'm originally from Jackson, Tennessee, and a ball for life. I just am concerned about the commissioner of the SEC not giving transfer approval for Cade Mays from Georgia to Tennessee, and also a quarterback from Auburn to Kentucky. I understand they're playing them, and I do that, but it's knowledge that the NCAA is going to approve all transfer.
Yeah, but remember something about that. I mean, the NCAA bylaws are one thing, but as I'm sure you know, within the SEC, there are rules that stipulate a sit out between SEC schools. So that's something that has to be dealt with. It's just not an arbitrary decision. Okay, you're fine, you can leave. And I've heard the commissioner address this, and you have to get a right. I mean, what are you supposed to do if the league has voted that you must sit out unless there are some extenuating or mitigating circumstances?
And I think that what you just said is the COVID. But I understand Cade Mays is one of the best linemen and offensive linemen in the country, and I understand George's perspective on this. But it just seems.
Jerry, I think it's absurd to keep somebody from going to another school. I really do. Even within the league, I'm just giving you what the league's opinion is, and you know they try to work with it. I'm of the opinion if somebody wants to leave, let them go. Should Kirby Smart really care that somebody wants to go to another school, even if it's one of his rivals? The guy's been stockpiling players for years. He was arguing, Kirby was arguing a couple of years ago, remember, when I think it was the safety tried to leave Alabama to go to his place, and he ultimately got permission. I can't state you exactly what is supposed to happen next, but I would hope that all players could leave. That would be my opinion. Whether that's the opinion of the SEC or not remains to be seen. How about Richie up next? Hey, Richie.
Hi, Paul. How you doing, buddy?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Listen, this is about the virus. They're so concerned about people wearing masks. They said football players are slobbering all over each other with nothing.
Okay, Richie, that's good, but what are you trying to tell me here?
I mean, it's man-made. They plant the virus where they want it.
Yeah, well, appreciate the call. I'm not really sure I answered your question, but David is up next in Florida. Hello, David.
Good afternoon, Coach Feinbaum. Always a pleasure. Briefly, first I'd like to take out a little garbage, if you will. I was just viciously attacked last week by a Jim from Tuscaloosa. He called me a liberal, a Democrat, an idiot, and a jerk. And, you know, Paul, words hurt. And I was very despondent for a few days, but I've managed to recover and move on. I find it interesting that Christine Brennan had apparently referred to him one time as a Neanderthal, and old Jim had a.
Let me get this straight. Hold on. You're a former newspaper columnist, and you're upset because of something that Jim from Tuscaloosa said about you.
Sarcasm. sarcasm is one of my favorite attributes.
I just want to make sure I understood that.
So, Christine apparently had referred to him as a Neanderthal at one time, and then his comments about Christine and apparently women who have the audacity to have opinions that they express, his attack on them, I think that pretty much validated the tag of being a Neanderthal. But that's all I want to say about that. I'm looking forward very much to Mr. Sheridan being on. I've known Danny for over 35 years. Since 1984, I was at the Tampa Tribune. And in the run-up, we were hosting Super Bowl 18. And in the run-up to that game, I did a feature on betting. And I was looking through a sports magazine, saw a small ad for his services. And I gave him a call, and he was very helpful and very interesting, as usual. And he came to Tampa, and I chauffeured him around for a couple of days before the game. And I've known him pretty well ever since, and he was always very helpful on multiple stories. Matter of fact, I'd put Danny on my personal professional Mount Rushmore of people that I talked to many times, who I found not only just very interesting, but very, very pleasant. And to me, Danny's one of those people that really, he likes to talk, as you probably know, but he's worth listening. He's one of those people that call into a show, and you don't mind that the host doesn't necessarily ask a lot of questions because the subject is so interesting. But
well, David, he will be with us in about 35 minutes. I appreciate you saying that, and I agree. Wyatt is up next in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hello, Wyatt.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
So as a Razorback fan, I don't have any high expectations for wins this season, but I just want to know what your expectations are as far as seeing improvement or, you know, what the team needs to get better at this year.
Well, I just think they need to be competitive. And, I know they were in a couple of games last year, but not enough. I'll ask that question to Coach Pippen in a minute. I just want to see Arkansas relevant again. And that's the painful part. And you know this because you live there. But, I mean, Arkansas is a rich school. And to see them just get run over constantly like they have been for 4 or 5 years is sad. How about Grant on the air next as we continue? Hey, Grant.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. It's always a pleasure. Hope
Thank
you're doing
you.
Well.
Doing great.
I'm originally from Charlotte, North Carolina, but I go to school in Tuscaloosa. And I was just wondering what your expectations were for the SEC as a whole this season, as well as the future for the Tide this year.
Yeah, it's interesting. This is a little bit late, but the SEC media just revealed the media picks for the season. Alabama and Florida are the picks. You would have thought it would have been Georgia, but Florida got more first place votes. I mean, I am like everyone else. I think Alabama is the best team in the SEC. And I think there's a little bit of distance between Alabama and either Florida, Georgia, or maybe even LSU.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and hope you have a good semester there. That is really cool. Addie is up next in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hello, Addie. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I was wondering, in regards to a championship game, do you think people will downplay it just because there aren't as many teams on the season this year?
Well, Addie, I don't know yet because the Big Ten is going to be a part of it, and it's possible if the Pac-12 ever gets its act together, they may be too. So I think with only three of the Power Five, it was an issue. I don't think it is anymore now that the Big Ten has come on board. I think if the Big Ten plays, those are the Big Ten, the Big 12, the ACC, and SEC are the ones who are usually in the college football playoff, at least they were last year.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Off and running with some really interesting calls. I mentioned Danny Sheridan coming up in about 35 minutes, and we'll try to get some of your phone calls on for him as well. When we come back, we look forward to talking to the head football coach at the University of Arkansas, just 3 days away from his debut against his old team.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
And we welcome you back here on a very busy Wednesday afternoon. What do you expect? Week one of the SEC season has arrived, and I have a feeling our next guest is pretty excited, maybe a little anxious. We're speaking, of course, about Sam Pittman, the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Coach, thank you for making the time. You got George. I heard, seemed like I heard Coach Kirby Smart trying to butter you up yesterday, talking about how great you were and what close friends you were. You're not buying any of that, are you?
No, if I do, we might be in trouble. No, not at all, but seriously, Kirby and I are really close friends, and it's really good to me for the past 4 years. I'm afraid he's going to change on Saturday.
Well, a lot of that you'll be going against. You helped create, so it's partially your fault, Coach.
I know it's it's exciting. It'll be exciting to see all the guys and all that. Our team's ready to play. I'm excited to get out there with the guys and be the head coach at Arkansas. I'm really looking forward to it.
I doubt what I'm about to tell you really matters. It just came out a couple of minutes ago. You may have seen it. You may not have. You really may not care. But the media, the geniuses who cover the SEC, voted the order of finish, and Arkansas was picked to finish seventh in the West. I'll let you answer it. What is your reaction to that?
Oh, we've been last in every poll I've ever seen, so I didn't expect it to change since we haven't played a game yet. So we understand that. Our past is said that that's where we need to be right now. Certainly we hope to change it.
And I know you're not surprised. And I also wonder, even when you're picked to finish first or second or whatever, as a coach, you know what you have. I'm sure you're not overly concerned what others think, are you?
No, I'm really not. Paul, there's so much pressure. There's when I was coaching at Georgia, there's pressure there. There's pressure here. There's pressure to win. It's a fun pressure, though. If you know what I mean, it's something that we all look forward to as coaches. And a lot of times you prepare the best you can, and the ball bounces the wrong way here or there, bounces right for you. That's why they play the game of football, and that's why you go out and you have to play every week.
We've talked about so many other aspects, but, I mean, now that we're down to mere days, how much of a relief is it for you just to be it's one thing to be back, but now you're it's structured. It's Wednesday of game week. Everything seems to take care of itself after that, or at least you hope it does.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And, the relief part of it, to be honest with you, Paul, is all the COVID and the testings and all this. And now we still tested today. We're going to test on Friday Thursday this week. But the relief is knowing exactly to this point who you're going to have to put in the ball game. It's been a tough road, to be honest with you, on the kids, on the coaching staff, and things of that nature because of COVID. But I think we're going to be able to field most of our football team on Saturday, and we're excited to do that.
As you have gotten closer with your staff, I mean, there's never been a lead up like this. Deep down, as you internalize what you know and all the things you don't know, how do you feel about what you're putting on the field Saturday?
Well, you talked about the staff. I love my staff. I mean, we were able to hire a really, really good coaching, communicating staff. And, you know, we added some folks to our team, you know, and you talked about Felipe and Xavier Kelly and Jerry Jacobs. A lot of, you know, we added about six or seven new guys to our team, and they all are going to contribute to our football team. So along with the off season and the weight workouts, hopefully we'll have a better product, certainly much better product than we had last year.
I think you may have announced it on your on this program when you were hiring Coach Odom from Missouri, but I would like not to, I don't want to take away from anybody else on your staff, but obviously I know him the best. What has it been like to have someone like him, not only an accomplished and highly respected coordinator, but somebody who understands the job that you're doing right now?
Invaluable. And I think you're exactly right. This is a when we broke the news that Barry Odom at the time was driving his car down here to Arkansas, but he's an invaluable asset to our football program, both as a defensive coordinator, and it's just like this morning at 6:45, I called him in and ran some things by him that were on my mind. You know, he has experience, and, you know, it's so valuable to talk to a man that's already done it, and especially in this league. And so I can bounce ideas off of him. But he's just a wonderful person. And, you know, he listens before he speaks. And it's not like he comes in, hey, we should do this, we should do that. It's such a comfortable conversation between he and I. And that's just his personality. He speaks so highly of his character.
Coach, you've—I mean, I say this as a compliment. I mean, you've been coaching a long time and at an extraordinarily high level. And I don't know the difference between having, you know, seen you do what you've done in the past versus the multitude of decisions that you currently have. It would seem like there are a lot more decisions you have to deal with. I mean, describe what it is like, because it isn't just showing up for work and getting your unit or being on the recruiting trail. It seems like everything is on your plate, is it not?
It is, and I think the difference is that I lived in my own O-line world, and I thought, you know, hey, Kirby, can you help me solve this problem, this, that, and the other? And the bottom line is that there's jersey problems. You can't have two on the same field at the same time. Well, there was never two O-linemen on the same jersey. So you have to say, hey, can you flip to this number, that number? Obviously on special teams, and then you deal with the test, and then you deal with the secretaries, and you deal with, there's just so much more than I ever thought would be involved in being a head coach than just, hey, let's go have a staff meeting, let's figure out this practice. There's just so much more to it, and I'm so honored to be able to do it, but there is a lot there on a daily basis. You know, I think, well, there's 56 people in our building, and let alone the kids. So there's always something happening. That door is always revolving, and I'm very excited to be the decision maker.
Coach, I've had first year head coaches say over the years that the one thing they didn't understand, and you alluded to a little bit a minute ago, was management of time, especially during a season when everything gets compressed. Other than talking to people, watching people, observing, how do you manage that complex area? Because there is only so much time.
Well, I've certainly tried to come in the office earlier, and that way I can get the football aspect of that, watching the practice from the night before if I don't do it that evening. Continue with special teams, those things, getting my work done before anybody comes in there. Because once people come in there, your plans for the day always, always change. They just do. And so I found myself staying either later at night or early in the morning to try to get my football business done, because after that, and then you're talking about a lot of things, COVID, a lot of social issues, a lot of, and your day consists of things that are important, but not necessarily totally directed towards the game of football.
Well, Coach, you've been great always coming on here, sharing your knowledge and information. I know that your fans can't wait. Your team is ready to go. Thank you for coming on, and all the best on Saturday.
You're a good man. Thank you much.
Thank you. Coach Sam Pittman joining us a couple of days before they host the Georgia Bulldogs, of course. Coach Pittman, guest of the region's guest line, and we are going to take a short break. And Danny Sheridan coming up here in a few minutes. More of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back, and Ken is up next. Hey, Ken, thanks for the call. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Paul?
We are doing well. Thank you.
What do you think, what's your opinion in the Georgia Bulldogs team this year? Going on into this year with that great defense and the question mark about that quarterback. What do you think about Georgia this year?
Well, I really like them. I think you've identified the issue, though, Ken, and what's going to happen to quarterback. I think something needs to happen, and I feel moderately good about the choices. I haven't seen I've seen Daniels play, but I haven't seen Mathis. So, the defense that we know is going to be great. I think it's going to come down to one game, and I think you know what game that is. And I'm not really eager to talk about a game in October right now, but or November, I think. But I'm really excited to see what the Dogs look like, even Saturday against Arkansas. I think we'll know a lot about the quarterback situation. How about Bo in Florida? Hey, Bo, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Well, thank you.
Hey, I had a quick question. I'm more of an ACC than an SEC guy, but I wanted to get your thoughts on how close you think the Hurricanes are to a team like Clemson.
I've fallen for the Hurricanes before and been burned, so I'd like a little more data. I'm impressed with what I've seen so far. I think those are good wins, but let's see how it plays out. And I think King is a great quarterback, though. I think that's maybe the difference.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge addition for them. I'm more of a Canes fan. The only thing that I think that they have going for them is, I know it sounds terrible, but with COVID happening, now King might stay another year and be there next year. And yeah, if Lawrence is gone.
Yeah. And one thing King has to be happy about, he didn't go back to Houston. They've now had four games postponed. So, it's a good question, by the way. Impossible to answer right now. But
right.
I've always liked Manny Diaz. When we had him on, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, I thought he painted as good a picture as possible of what's to come. Hey, thank you for the call. Tommy in Florida is also on the air. Hello, Tommy.
One thing King has to be happy about, he didn't go back to Houston.
Let's try Jimmy next. Hey, Jimmy, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul.
Hey there.
I see that your mortician is still doing your makeup.
Well, not as well as he used to. I mean, it's with all these things going on, the pancake makeup just isn't quite as thick as it used to be.
Okay, I always think about that. But I heard that Gale Sayers died today. That's sad, 77-year-old.
Yeah, that really was. Gale Sayers, for a period of time in the mid-60s, was the greatest football player around. And, he played such a critical role in one of the best sports movies of all time. And it's just really sad to see when somebody like that passes away.
Yeah. Reason my main call is to ask you who you think is going to be the big upset this week in the SEC. Mine is Kentucky over
really?
Auburn.
Tell me why.
I don't know. Kentucky's going to come ready. I think Auburn, I don't know. I don't know what Auburn's going to have this year. Got quarterback's pretty good, but I feel like Kentucky is going to be ready to play football this year. I feel like they're going to be nitty gritty.
Well, I hope they are. I can't wait for that game. Matt is up next. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today, my friend?
We're doing great, Matt.
I want to tell you about Texas A&M football and how I feel like we have a chip on our shoulder, Paul. Every year Texas A&M plays football, I guess that's the reason why people don't think we're a playoff football team this year. But every year we play football, Paul, I feel like we're disrespected because there's a lot of fan bases.
Hey, Matt, come on now, man. You were 7-5 last year.
I get that, Paul, but there's a lot of fan bases.
What's the problem? I mean, why should somebody inherently respect your program when you're coming off of a 7-5 record?
And I understand that completely. We came off 7-5 records. Respect is earned. But there's a lot of fan bases in the Big 12 and the SEC when we first came to the SEC that want to see us fail, Paul.
Matt, you're taking yourself a little bit seriously here. You tell me if I'm wrong. Well, you already did. But I don't know how many programs lie in wait in fear at night of Texas A&M.
No, and that's because.
Let me ask you a couple. Do you think Alabama worries about them? You think LSU worries about them? You think Auburn worries about Texas A&M at night?
No, we respect that. We haven't beaten them yet.
Well, that's.
And I get 100%.
But you talk like Texas A&M just ran off a couple of national championships in a row, and nobody's giving them respect.
The map ever since Kevin Sumlin won those 8-5 records when he was there, and I guess it takes time for Jimbo Fisher to build this program back up again.
Well, and you're right. This is his moment. Thanks for the call. Sutton is up next in Georgia. Sutton, you are on the air. Hello, Sutton.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. How are you?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Good. I'm a student here, actually, at the University of Alabama. So I'm from Georgia, but I'm here in Tuscaloosa right now.
Well, that is great to hear.
Getting ready for the weekend.
How's everything going so far?
Everything's good. I mean, you know, with COVID and everything, it's hard with classes and everything to do stuff here. But I'm really excited for football. I think that the students are really looking forward to be able to pack Bryant Denny at least to 20%, you know. So we're looking forward to that. But I was mainly calling because, you know, me and a bunch of my friends here in Alabama are really worrying about, you know, the next coach after Nick Saban and, you know, what will happen after the departure of Nick Saban. I think that'll be coming up soon, especially if we win a national championship. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do think you're right about that part, Sutton. I think a national championship, he may just look at that and go, what else can I possibly do? I'll go do TV once a week and make a fortune. But I think you can throw a bunch of names out there, and I'm not sure we would get any of them right. I think you have to look to the staff. Is somebody on that staff that's capable of moving up? There is at least one person, maybe two. You look around the country, there's Mario Cristobal, who's been on that staff and is extremely well-liked. Jeremy Pruitt, same way. And then
right.
you just don't know what the athletic director is thinking right now.
Right. And see, I'm a big Pruitt guy. I think Pruitt should be the next head coach.
I think he would be a serious contender because he is a really good recruiter. He is a really good talent observer and evaluator, and that matters. So I think it's somewhat premature. Hey, you take care of yourself, and I hope you guys have a great fall. It's a little premature always, but you know Nick Saban is I've lost track of how old he is, but he's at a point in his career where. You know, you just don't know how much longer he wants to do it, especially if he wins. Without winning, he's not going anywhere. We're up against a break. Danny Sheridan will join us in the next 30 minutes. We'll also try to include your phone calls for him. So if you have a Sheridan-specific question, give us a ring.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network. all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.